It is Friday, February 21st. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump conquers the federal judiciary, and top former security officials warn of a full-blown crisis in government. Meanwhile, Michael Bloomberg has spent a fortune on advertising, but why bother? Reports confirm his plan is to squeeze through at the Democratic National Convention. And lastly, the Saudis planted spies inside Twitter. Next, MBS slides into your DMs.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. And these are the stories you need to know.
Now, as a public service before the news, this statement from a noted supporter of President Donald Trump. Quote, all traitors must die miserable deaths. Those that represent traitors shall meet the same fate. We will hunt you down and bleed you out like the pigs that you are. End quote. And so on. This message was emailed by an unemployed construction worker, Britton Atkinson, to Mark Zaid, one of the attorneys for a U.S. government whistleblower who helped Democrats make the case for impeachment. Atkinson sent the threat one day after a rally in which Donald Trump held up the attorney's photo for the cameras to see. Now the Trump supporter faces federal charges in Michigan that could put him in prison for up to 5 years. The news broke yesterday in Politico, which noted that Trump had tweeted about the whistleblower more than 5 dozen times, calling him a deep state coup plotter, among other things. Atkinson's wife told NBC her husband was an unemployed former construction worker in Gamer. She was surprised her husband got arrested for sending death threats. She said, quote, was his email tactful? No. No, it wasn't. Was it kind of disturbing? Yes, it was. But him, along with several other people in this country, are fed up with the bullshit. They just want the country to run. Meanwhile, former Trump advisor Roger Stone got off with a relatively light sentence, despite having issued threats of his own against the judge in his witness tampering trial and obstruction trial. Stone's federal prosecutors had asked for a 7 to 9 year prison sentence, but were overruled by Bill Barr at the Justice Department. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson sentenced Stone to 40 months. All the prosecutors resigned over that interference from the administration, and Trump himself attacked the judge. Shortly after sentencing, Trump said Stone would be exonerated. Stone's lawyers have already asked for a new trial. Following his Senate acquittal, Trump has not only bent the judicial system to his will, he has caused what former CIA Director John Brennan yesterday called, quote, a full-blown national security crisis. Trump's unqualified nominee to be the new Director of National Intelligence announced this week, yesterday said he would be only in the role temporarily. Trump reportedly fired the previous director because he supplied information to Congress, another branch of government Trump has effectively conquered. He and Vice President Mike Pence hold another rally today in Las Vegas. Stay tuned to find out who'll be getting death threats next. His terrible debate performance may be irrelevant to the campaign strategy of former Republican billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Apparently, he doesn't care how people feel about him. Politico reported that Bloomberg's state-level advisors have a plan to get Bloomberg nominated on the second ballot at the Democratic National Convention in July. To that end, his employees have been targeting supporters of Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, as well as uncommitted DNC members. Politico predicted this undemocratic gambit would result in, quote, havoc at the convention, raising the prospect of party insiders delivering the nomination to a billionaire over a progressive populace, end quote. Well, that sounds just about right. Although he tried to make light of his bad night in the debates the other night, Bloomberg also shared a doctored video of that same debate. The clip was deceptively edited to turn a brief silence into a very long one and make it seem like Bloomberg had won up the Democratic candidates, while the opposite was the case, as even Bloomberg supporters had admitted. He has already spent nearly $500 million on his own campaign, burning through cash at a rate of $7 million per day. As if his image could not get worse, it emerged that Bloomberg's longtime public relations flack Eric Weyerson went to work for Brazil's fascist ruler, Jair Bolsonaro, who is great friends with Donald Trump, by the way. The more Democrats get to know Mike Bloomberg, the more he looks like his old golfing buddy, Donald Trump. Bloomberg capped off the day by saying Democrats could not win the White House by nominating the frontrunner, Bernie Sanders, whom the hideous billionaire has said, quote, has a small base. Tens of thousands of people have been showing up to Sanders' rallies. Bloomberg has to pay people to say nice things about him, or in several cases involving women, to say nothing about him.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Agents of the Saudi monarchy infiltrated Twitter and stole private information on thousands of users. The two Saudi agents who had obtained jobs at Twitter and were reportedly well-liked passed on that compromising information to a deputy of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The spy game at Twitter was revealed in an FBI indictment first reported by BuzzFeed. The most likely targets of the data breach were Saudi dissidents abroad who have been targets for assassination by the U.S.-backed monarchy. With the knowledge and blessing of Donald Trump's son-in-law and Middle East advisor Jared Kushner, Crown Prince MBS previously ordered the murder of a Washington Post journalist. He also hacked the phone of Post owner and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. So who knows what MBS has in mind for our Twitter DMs? Presumably, he sees all of Trump's texts. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Pompeo is on his way to Riyadh to negotiate a missile deal. Only the best people, folks. Separately, Reuters reported that the Defense Information Systems Agency, which handles secure communications for Trump, Pence, the Secret Service, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was also compromised. The extent of the breach was unknown. Pentagon spokesman said affected individuals were offered advice and, quote, free credit monitoring, end quote. And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickies.
The Trump administration overruled the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on a matter involving hundreds of U.S. citizens under quarantine in Asia over the deadly new coronavirus. The Washington Post reported that the CDC had wanted to delay the return flights of 14 cruise ship passengers infected with the coronavirus for fear they could spread the deadly new disease, COVID-19. However, Trump appointees in Washington, D.C. decided CDC experts were wrong because Donald Trump is the chief scientist of the country. An update on the mass shooting reported yesterday in Hanau, Germany. It was a neo-Nazi after all. Police said the 43-year-old killer was an extreme right-winger motivated by racist hate. In a manifesto circulated online, the terrorist described himself as an incel, called for the genocide of non-whites, and espoused conspiracy theories that cast Donald Trump as a world-conquering savior. Although international attention has moved on, fighting has escalated in Syria this year. 1 million people have been made into refugees this year alone. Humanitarian groups reported that more than 300 people, including children, have died since January. The Syrian government is attempting to recapture a breakaway province, Idlib. United Nations officials made new calls for immediate ceasefire in the conflict, which amounts to a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. What a week.
Quicker Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report or later as a podcast.